Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 30th, 2023. The metronome effect in our lives. Question. You have repeatedly cited the metronome effect, which is the fact that metronomes moving randomly will suddenly begin to move in synchrony after a while. There is one very important detail here. The metronomes should stand on the same base. If you put synchronous metronomes on different bases, they will loosen up after a while. There should be a single base for the metronomes. Today's humanity resembles such versatile metronomes. Everyone is moving in different directions. What base should be placed under all these metronomes so that they will suddenly begin to move harmoniously together after some time? Answer. It is the law of mutual dependence, absolute mutual dependence. The dependence of every person on everyone, everyone on everyone else. Comment, but now everyone, including scientists, claim that today's humanity resembles one village that is dependent on each other. Even we see it. My response. But I do not see an immediate consequence that would stop me from making egoistic actions. Therefore, it does not help. Question. So does all this remain in theory? Scientists talk, let them talk. What should we do to come to this law? In principle, it is a logical law that we are all already really in a mutual relationship. Somewhere there is war and the whole world suffers, someone quarrels somewhere and the whole world suffers. Can some kind of dictatorship squeeze the world? You are in mutual relationship with everything. Answer, no, this will not be the fulfillment of a voluntary, heartfelt law. In this way, you can put everyone in a row and that is it. Question. Do you also want it to be voluntary and heartfelt? Answer, with the realization that without this, we will be lost. It must be this way. Question. When does awareness come? When I can no longer bear it. Answer. Yes, probably so, with the realization that, otherwise it is impossible. Question. So now are we being led to a dead end? Answer. Yes. We live in good times. Question. The great Kabbalist sages have said, we would not like to live in this time. Do you think we live in this time? Answer. We are getting closer. What will happen next is hard to imagine. It will be such a study on our own flesh that. Question. Do you directly perceive the words of the sages of the distant past that they would not want to live in this time? Answer. Yes. Both literally and figuratively, in every sense. Question. So difficult times await us, if we do not come to our senses? And to come to your senses is again, as you say, to come to love for your neighbor? Answer. Yes. Nothing else. This is the law, and it must be fulfilled. We will wait until the loving hand of the Creator squeezes us, from above. Question. He, being loving, is making us, become loving? Answer. Yes. Question. And then will everything end and a completely different dimension will begin? Answer. We will be like metronomes. This is called being on one basis. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 9, 2023. Create something that does not exist. A person who studies Kabbalah internally feels that this is exactly the place where he should be. One feels that this is precisely the truth because in no case does it decide anything for him. And on each path, one not only moves somewhere in a certain direction, but a person himself builds his future state. It does not exist. All religions and beliefs describe that there is hell somewhere, paradise somewhere, the promised land somewhere, and some temple, some devils, ghouls, angels, no matter who, what, and how. All this does not exist at all. There is no creator. He does not exist. Even a person does not exist. There is an animal in which there is a point, the germ of the soul without any direction, and there are instructions on how to create everything else from this point. Our world is called this world because it does not exist either. There is just an animalistic state. The future world is the next state each time, and you create everything that is in these states by yourself. In the end, you even create the creator. Kabbalah is an instruction for a person to exit the animalistic state. There is only a small point in him, the germ of his next spiritual state that he must cultivate and create in himself. This point comes with instructions. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The difference between Kabbalah and other methods, September 8, 2012. The method of universal interconnection from Adam to Moses. The group of Abraham, who agreed to work on the attainment of the upper world and left Babylon with him, subsequently felt that they were plunging into great egoism, which was called the Egyptian exile, from the spiritual state that they were yearning to reach. Once they overcame this hatred for each other and came out of it, they suddenly discovered a completely new relationship between them. Then they began to feel the laws of human exchange and negotiation, which were later described in the book called the Torah, Bible. It describes not just personal connection between people, but a method of universal interconnection, that is, very complex interactions when people are one system. Adam, the first person who revealed the spiritual, spoke and wrote only about himself. He was going to adapt nature within himself. He was alone. Abraham, however, is a completely different degree, the next level. He said, all people need to unite. The egoism that has arisen between us is the perfect material for spiritual work. This is what separates us and breaks all the elements of interaction between us. In fact, they exist so that we can correctly assemble them between us. Let's assemble a scheme from them. Perhaps we will even discover that the scheme already exists in some way. We just need to start running it and treat it correctly. If we start treating each other with love, with the correct interaction between us, we will see what kind of system is formed between us. At the next stage, the leader of this group was Moses. He described the spiritual system in the Torah. In it, he outlined all its laws and began to describe this system from two sides so that everyone could understand it correctly, perceive it, and begin to commute themselves in it as an integral part. Practically, the entire Torah is laws of commutation. This is why it says, love your neighbor as yourself is the main law of the Torah. Love means joining the spiritual system without any interference, completely in your absolute realization. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Days when miracles happen, October 7, 2012. We will come and we will see. Question: why does our world believe that truth is a logical explanation in the mind? That it is not a feeling, but a clear explanation, as if trying to prove a formula. Answer: we have nothing else to rely on. We love logic because it puts us in a state where our sensations are unable to prove their truth to us. In the spiritual world, however, this is not necessary, because in the world of bestowal, connection, and love you begin to connect with the other parts of spiritual matter. In this case, you do not need any proofs and confirmations because everything is in you. You have a sensation of absolute knowledge and feeling, because apart from this nothing exists at all, and this is absolutely clear. It is clear, and not due to whether we feel it or not, like it is in our world. After all, one can say, there are still some worlds, some other states that are around the corner or somewhere else. No. In the spiritual world, you feel the true state of the universe, besides which there is nothing else, since the feeling of the upper world is the feeling of its root, its source, the Creator. Therefore no doubt arises in you. There is nothing that you could add, but not because of your limited perception or some mental limitations, as it is in our world. For example, start talking about lofty matters with some tractor driver and he will tell you what is out there. Nothing else exists except for my house and the general store. It is from the attainment of the absolute, complete, interconnectedness, the absence of any restrictions in the form of space, time, and movement, that you reveal that you are in the only state that exists. It is not even clear what only existing means, but there is nothing else besides it. This is also very difficult for us, to determine, that something still exists and something does not. We always start from the opposite because it is beyond words. We will come and see. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Logic Rules the World, September 15, 2012. What do aliens want to tell us? In the news, Reuters, the two officials appeared before a House of Representatives Intelligence Subcommittee for the first public U.S. congressional hearing on the subject in a half century. It came 11 months after a government report documented more than 140 cases of unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, that U.S. military pilots had observed since 2004. Bray, Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, said the number of UAPs officially cataloged by a newly formed Pentagon task force has grown to 400 cases. Both officials chose their words carefully in describing the task force's work, including the question of possible extraterrestrial origins, which Bray said defense and intelligence analysts had not ruled out. Bray did say that we have no material, we have detected no emanations within the UAP task force that would suggest it is anything non-terrestrial in origin. Question: what do you think about the seriousness of this issue? Answer: they say what they decide they can say. There are still a lot of things that are not said, are not finished, and are classified. It is a fact that such kinds of things do exist relative to us. But the thing is, we still do not know anything about it. Question: who is flying? Answer: it is not known who and how. They just fly. Question: can you assume that these are some aliens flying? Answer: what is the point if I guess? I do not have any knowledge about them. Comment: so, at least they do exist. My response: there is everything in nature, above us, and below us, everything in general. So what? Comment: entire huge departments are engaged in these developments, tracking unidentified objects and so on. My response: they have money, let them work. Question: some say that aliens want to tell us something. Answer: I do not think there is any desire to tell us anything because we have never been told anything. Otherwise, this would have been reported to us long ago. They observe us a little. I think they are much more developed than us, and they have really nothing to do with us. Question: is it because we are not developed at all? Answer: of course. Question: so, are we like guinea pigs for them? Answer: they guard us, in some way. Question: do they study us? Answer: I do not think we are worth studying. Question: then tell me please what should be said to humanity? Humanity is always waiting for something to be said to it. Answer: there is nothing to say. What can you say to humanity? You come to a forest, to an animate, vegetative, and animate nature and see all these types of nature there. What do you want to tell them? We are at the animal level. Moreover, we are at the negative animate level. What can they possibly tell us? Question: there is nothing to convey to this humanity. Nothing to say to us? Answer: they have nothing to tell us, because we are not at the level where we can correctly perceive what they convey to us. Question: in other words, if we were at a level that is closer to correct perception, would they have transmitted their message to us? Answer: of course. Question: what would they transmit then? Answer: how can we rise even higher? Not in technology, not in machinery, because that is no longer a problem for us. Rather, by uniting with each other we would begin to feel the forces of nature hidden from us, and use them correctly. We could fly in any direction, at any speed. For what? To engage in an even greater unification of nature. Question: In other words, can we say that everything, even what we have created, all these technical means, the internet, airplanes, traffic, is precisely for us, too? Answer: Only to make sure that this is not what we really need. So that we would throw all these toys away and take care of our internal states. Question: What is the ideal inner state we should arrive at? Answer: Communication without words. Question: Is this when we sit, stay silent, and connected? Answer: Yes, that is how we communicate. A song without words. There is such a connection, without words. This allows everyone to communicate on the same frequency, on the same level, where we all understand each other. It is not difficult for us, at the level of our thoughts, they freely hover and interconnect. We comprehend the general plan of nature, what we have come to merge and to mutually complement each other in everything. And then we begin to comprehend perfection. It happens because we are completely different, but we want to feel our unanimity in our union. That is it. We implicitly strive for it, although, of course, selfishly, and wrongly. But nature leads us to this state in such a way that we realize the depravity of our original state and its realization, and as a result, come to the correct balance with each other. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 16, 2022. Spiritual humanity, head and body. In the future, the major mass of humanity will advance in spiritual development with a sharp leap because it has nothing to correct. It does not correct itself, and therefore it will feel it, as it is said, at once. The masses do not have to go through what people with a point in the heart go through. They do not have a higher awareness. They do not build in themselves a so-called computing, conscious, attaining upper part, meaning a sensory system of identification and decision-making. There is no reciprocity in them, there is only a desire. But it is an immense desire. When it begins to connect with the head part, it gives it enormous forces, enormous new possibilities. This system, called Ahup, body, and existing in the masses with the exception of a few million, which is the head part, moves the whole of humanity. It is actually very wise, sensitive, and understanding. But exactly itself, its direction is absent in this so-called body. All the direction, all the development, all the work with the upper space and movement, should give it just a few million with a point in the heart. They have only one distinction: they are very weak in strong desires, in strong mind, in processing information above their desires, but they are strong in developing sensitivity to direction. That is, this is the part that works only on the perception of the direction. Like in a torpedo that has a spinning top guiding it on a given course, with a program control, with a sense of the correct trajectory of the path, that corrects itself all the time, takes into account feedback errors, and so on. This guiding system, which represents just a small sensory part, refers only to a few million, and everything else to billions. Such a gyroscopic system with reciprocity, aim, direction, definition, feeling, this is the head. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Who is the Superman? September 15, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what will heal the wounds in the Israeli society? Amid the painful rifts in Israeli society, in a period of mass protests, strikes and sharp divisions, today my student asked me, what prayer can we raise in such a situation? We can only raise a prayer for unity above division. It does not matter who is right and wrong. We are not given these situations so that we can work out who is right and wrong. There will be no end to such arguments. We only need to unite, and our unity should be above all differences, above everything. Based on the Daily Kabbalah lesson on March 27, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.